Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we seek to know and to do your will. Please guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, today there are things going on in our world. We try to follow the Bible principles as we go about life. There's so many things which are impacting our life and the people around us. So we want to have the effects or the consequences of what we do to be, well, godly. Yes. Well, there are biblical examples of what is going on in the world, and we try to follow what is going on. I think of Joshua 9:9, when Israel made an agreement with the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites came to Israel, the people of Israel, with old bread, old moldy bread, and shoes that were falling apart, to make it look like they had come a long ways away to meet with the Israelites. And they wanted to have peace, a treaty with the Israelites. And the leaders of Israel at that day agreed that a treaty would be made so that there would be peace between the two peoples. And that treaty is still honored even to this very day. That's what I see, in my opinion. Well, today, Biden has participated in the framework of an agreement with the United Nations, with the World Health Organization. And we must be very careful about all of us, being a nation and getting involved with another country or another entity. You see, if we agree with something or other, we're pretty sure that it's going to be carried out, even if its effects are not good. So I'll talk about that later on in the broadcast. But it's something that is going on right now, and there are powers moving to make a treaty with the United Nations for a health, giving them authority over our health situation in this country with vaccines and such, and lockdowns and such as that. Okay, later on in the broadcast. Well, I was thinking of a prayer, you know, give us this day our daily bread. And I've been thinking about that lately because the news has been talking about such shortages of food and such shortages on the grocery shelves, and how many American people are asking for help to get their daily bread. They are going to food giveaways. And in America, in the past, we have always had abundant food. But today, there is no longer food in the same kind of abundance. There's another thing about America, is that Americans have an idea of what a meal is. Pretty much Americans want a meat and potatoes and a vegetable and a dessert. That's what Americans think of. Where in many parts of the world, all over the world, a bowl of rice is a meal. And if there's a little cabbage and a little piece of meat, why, that's just terrific for them. Well, today in America, people are talking about not having enough food to either for families or for the food giveaway programs. And that has never been a concern in America before, well, about this year or in the last year. But now there are shortages of food in America. Things have changed a great deal. So what about that? Well, I think that we can read that is a sign of the times, and we can know that it's something we want to be prepared for. For people being hungry and needing food, whether it's our own family, our neighbors, or people that we would see at a food bank. Well, it's something that we certainly must consider. I don't exactly know how these things have happened. Oh, speaking about not knowing of something. Last week I had a dream. Well, I'm not sure it was a dream. It might have been a vision, and it might have been something else, like a text message. Well, at 3:45 I woke up, and I looked at my phone, and I sure thought I read this as a text. But I spent 45 minutes looking for it to try to figure out where it had gone, and there was no evidence of a text. So, as I said, 3:45 a.m., I awoke, and what it said was a message from a well-known Christian author. And the text said, to go to the grocery store immediately, and immediately buy food. The implication was long-term food, but food anyway. So I was kind of puzzled by that message and why I would get it. Maybe it's for me to pass along. Maybe it's for you to think about of getting food immediately. I'm not sure. I think food is always a great idea, and a water filter. When I think of getting food, though, or suggesting that you get food, I do also say that it should not put you into financial distress. You should not buy more than you can afford. Just buy a little bit at a time and keep buying a few little packages of whatever it is. I think grains make a lot of sense, like white rice and wheat, and various legumes like beans and lentils and split peas. And sure, I like vegetables and fruit, and I think those are just great too. When I think of vegetables and fruit, I think of my mother and my grandmother canning fruit and vegetables. And then I realized that, yes, I have canning jars, but I don't have canning lids. And so I thought, maybe there's something for me to get that I need to get too, just to say, stay prepared. Maybe you need to get a few things too. If you're going to can, maybe you will need sugar and salt. Well, there's so many people in need these days, and so many people thinking about what it is they need to get to stay prepared. We've always had abundant food in our society, but apparently that is changing right now. We have a new set of circumstances, and it's being talked about by many people in the media. Does it apply to you? Probably it does. So I'm going to suggest to you that if this message strikes a chord in what your understanding is, yes, go and buy some food, long-term food, I would say. It's always a good idea. For you or for somebody else. Lately, there have been broadcasts in California to warn California residents. Well, yes, about the food shortages, that's true, but also about widespread power shortages to take place this summer. And, well, I sure think we will miss electricity. Can you imagine if we did not have electricity to run our refrigerator and our freezer? Or how about electricity to charge our cell phone? Well, I sure will miss electricity to turn the lights on, to open the garage door. See, we need electricity for a whole lot of things. And we need electricity to go to the grocery store. We need electricity to have our transactions go through, or to go to the bank. They need the electricity working for us to get money out of the bank. It's just quite a big involved thing when you think of the many needs that electricity gives us help in. So all I can think of is, I could hear Biden say, "Come on, man." Well, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I didn't think we would have these kind of shortages, but they sure could happen. Lots of things can happen. And do we know what they are? No, we really don't. But there are things that are just plain going on, and we ought to be really watchful to see if they're going to impact us and our family. So the electricity was recently cut to 10 million people in Texas. Why? Because six power-producing generating plants went down in Texas. They didn't work anymore in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's a lot of people that get affected. 10 million people? Yeah. Without electricity? And everybody wonders, when will the lights go back on? Well, nobody knows the answer to that. And nobody really cares why at that point. All they care about is, let's get the electricity back on. I do wonder how six power plants shut down all at the same time. I don't understand that. And I think of maybe there is a hidden plot to cause us trouble. I mean, just like the food processing plants went down across the United States. Lots of plants were burned or shut down or had an accident. Well, what if that happened to our electrical plants, our electrical generation? Well, what would happen? We are on the edge of great big things happening, and I think about the chickens that have been, they've been culled because they had a bird flu, or a few of them did. Was it 10 or something? And so 5 million chickens were destroyed this year, yes, because there was a danger of bird flu. Well, what is going to happen? What's going on? Yes, of course, I wonder, is this caused by the devil or by man or allowed by God? Ooh, yeah, I don't know. I just wonder, because if these things are going on, it's just another reason showing that we ought to be prepared for some hard times. And we are already bracing for the food costs to increase very greatly. And we think they're going to continue to increase greatly. Well, even the Bank of England, the guy in charge of the Bank of England, said to expect at least 10% increase in food price by the end of the year. See, we've got things going on. We have people saying this and that. And so it just makes sense to me that we need to pay attention to what is really going on. You remember the toilet paper shortage, right? What, a year and a half ago or something? That really caused a lot of anxiety in our society. But if we had the electricity going off, that would be far worse. And so we ought to pay attention to what we would do if there was a situation with electricity off, with no gas being purchased, with no banking being available. Right. Well, in the midst of this, don't let the troubles distract you from what is most important, and that is your relation with Jesus. Like the great commandment of Matthew 22:38, to love God and love your neighbor. I know that's pretty shortened, but it's the basics of it. So read it yourself, you'll get more out of it. And notice that when I talk about being prepared, I don't say get a little prepared. I would say get a lot prepared, because it just looks like the problems are going to be coming our way, and it looks like they're going to be pretty big problems. Pretty big problems. So what are we going to do about it? Well, about all we can do is get our things prepared for the just in case. There are reasons to see that shortages and famine is coming. The reason I see primarily is Ezekiel 14:13, where God says, when a land persistently sins against God, God will cut off its bread and send famine upon that land. Oh yeah, go a little further in Ezekiel to Ezekiel 20:38, and it adds that God will purge out the rebels that transgress against God. But it's that Ezekiel 14:13 that reminds me that we have not been a land that has been following God. We have transgressed against God in many ways. And so I could understand why a famine would be coming. Well, some people say that the Old Testament does not apply anymore. No. I would point to Hebrews 13:8, where it says God and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, the Word is the same. Therefore, we can use the same lessons that we have learned in the past and apply them to now or in the future. And I know everybody has different ideas about the United States and about the shortages that are going on right now. What about those problems? Well, I do say consider what God has said. Yeah, Ezekiel 14:13. But there's more. There's several Old Testament scriptures that tell about what will happen. Oh, yeah, Hebrews 13:8. Well, there are scripture verses that we can apply to our situation today, and we have to seek how we can understand according to God's will so that we can also understand what to do to remedy our problem. And yes, I would say follow God and be faithful to God, Jesus. Yes, indeed. How do you do that? Well, get familiar with God, I'd say. Read about Jesus. Prayerfully ask God to give you understanding. And of course, we want to know how to live so that our eternal destination is with God Jesus. I think about, I was just thinking about Luke 19:40, which says, the rocks will cry out that Jesus is Lord. So I just kind of got thinking about that. And I was thinking about the theory of evolution. And it states, you know, as in its final analysis, that human beings evolved from rocks. Yes, I know. It was amino acids triggered by lightning charges. But the point is, it actually, the theory of evolution is coming from rocks. And I was thinking about how that even if the rocks had to cry out and say that Jesus is Lord, that's Luke 19:40. And I thought, well, isn't that true? And what if those rocks were really human beings? According to the evolutionists. Well, not that I know this, it's just I was playing with the idea and I thought of it. Well, I think we all know the most important thing for all of us to do is to decide to follow Jesus Christ. There's nothing more important than that. That is what we need to do to be sure of our eternal future in heaven with God Jesus. And I know we trust Him to have wisdom and do the right thing. See, we don't know all the problems in life. We don't know what the future is, if something were to happen or not to happen. And that means a part of our trust in God has to be for trusting God to make the right decisions. And even if we have something happen that we say, no, that can't happen, a loving God couldn't do that, how could he allow something like that to happen? Well, God knows the future. And because God knows the future, we trust God to determine the things that regard our life. All of them. All of it. And of course, we pray for one thing or another also. Sometimes he will grant our prayers. And sometimes he knows better. I don't quite know the answer to that. I just know that we've got things going on. So, let's continue to read the Bible and learn why we should trust Jesus. There's a lot of things that are evil in the world, and there's a lot of forces that are coming up against Christians. And that's for sure. Why, sometimes they're just things of the world. Remember the Georgia Guidestones? Those were put up anonymously in 1979. And some people call those the Ten Commandments of Hell. Well, the first one was written on that huge slab of rock, and it says to maintain humanity in balance with nature, and so to keep the human population of Earth at 500 million. Well, the population of Earth today is about 16 times that, at nearly 8 billion people. So, there are both people and demons who want to eliminate 15 out of 16 people that are now alive on Earth. I mean, they believe this stuff. They want to cause humanity harm and pain. And sometimes they say it is for the purpose of preserving Earth. Ooh, well, I don't know about that. But my point is there are forces arrayed against us. And we have to know that there is an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal our happiness, kill us physically, and destroy our faith. Well, that's the way I read it anyway. I add those little things to it. Well, there is a question about the population and how would they limit population or reduce population? I think there are a couple of well-known ways, and one is abortion, another is famine, another pandemic, and of course, war. And all these things are going on in the earth today. Abortion, famine, pestilence, and war. So, well, I just think it's important to study all the things that are in the Bible and apply them to our lives and determine what is true or what is not true. Because sure, we can understand one thing or another. I do think of two things today that are generally thought of as safe and effective, but not by everybody. One is vaccines, and the other is fluoride in our water. Now, we have become so used to those things being safe and effective that we hardly think of anything else because it's been repeated so many times. We've gotten used to it. In fact, it just comes up as you say vaccines. How could you not add the word safe and effective? Or if you say fluoride in the water, you think that's good for us? Well, for me, after decades of having the authorities tell me that these are both safe and effective things to do, I do think of safe and effective, but as I question what else I know, I have a different idea in my mind. I am one of the people who has changed his mind about the things that are safe and effective. Vaccines? Nope. Fluoride in the water? Nope, not anymore. If you study the historical evidence, study the studies, I think you would come to the same conclusion. But it's so hard to do those studies. It's just not exactly fun. Wouldn't we rather just take the word of the authority and believe them? No, or yes, yes. So many people would rather just believe somebody and say, okay, I believe you. Now take care of me. That's one of the things that seems to go on. And still, we are the ones who pay the price because it's our life. It's our children who are damaged. And I've known plenty of vaccine-damaged children and adults, and some of them are definitely vaccine-damaged, and they get the money from the vaccine fund. Some of them, no, they just, things you just don't see that there's another way that it could have happened. But at least ask why this could be and look at the possibilities. I do urge everyone to look at both sides of this debate and then make decisions about vaccines and fluoride. I will always remember that fluoride was put into the water of internment camps of prisoners. Fluoride was put in the water so they would drink it and become docile. And I think these days we have a rather docile population. Look at whoever stands up to protest this or that. Nowadays, not too many people. We don't even write our Congress people. We just don't seem to do much of anything. We accept what comes along. And we say, oh, well, it's the government. They must know what they're doing. Nope, nope, nope. Nope. There also are a few people who are willing to stand up and say something that is different from what the common belief is. And you know that there are consequences for those people, economic and social consequences, but they're willing to pay the price in order to speak the truth. And well, that takes a lot of strength of character. And sometimes that's of character on their own, and sometimes it's faith in God Jesus. To speak the truth in the face of opposition, just look at. Well, there's a couple of examples. I'm thinking of the COVID epidemic, how there were studies to say that the mRNA in the vaccines would change to DNA. Now there was an early on study about that out of India. And I think that people didn't want to believe it because it was out of India. But now there has been another study out of Sweden. And that says that the mRNA is going to turn into DNA. Oh, that was denied by so many experts and so many doctors. They just said, no way, it can't happen. But there's at least two studies who say it has been happening. The one study out of Sweden, this one, 28th of January 2022, says that even within a day, the process begins, and the mRNA begins turning into DNA in the liver. So these are things that we certainly have to examine. I do wonder how many people would have accepted the vaccine if they had known these studies. Are things good for us? Or are we just going to do what we are told? See, there's plenty of people, like I was just saying, who would not have allowed themselves to be vaccinated if they had known that. And there's a lot of people who wouldn't care. They would have just plain done it because, they just want the quick and easy answer. And they wanted their job. It was a good thing to do at the moment, and so they did it. That reminds me of Esau, who sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of pottage. And that's kind of like what the people who took the vaccine did. They wanted their job, and they wanted to eat and not lose their home or their apartment or whatever it was. So they took the vaccine so they could keep their job. They wanted things of this world, just like Esau wanted his food, his bowl of porridge. So, well, I hope that you have some food stored so that you don't need to have that whatever comes in the future. You need to have food so that you can stay independent and do what is right. That's what I think. Well, that's about future. That's about the things in our future, but that is what it takes to look at what is going on. I mean, we do consider the things that are future needs. And if you are unsure of any of that, say a prayer to God, Jesus, and ask for guidance and direction. See, there's a lot of questions. I know it. There's plenty of questions. But I hope that you seek His knowledge and His answers. Because really, ultimately, it is a God thing. We know that everything has a relation to God, and that we want to do things that are faithful to Him. If we do things that we want, it is doing things that we want. It's not doing things that He wants. So just consider that. In all the things that you are doing, make sure that it lines up with the gospel. That's the great thing about reading the Bible. We get to know God Jesus for sure. And I know I was just thinking about how people were unwilling to stand up and oppose the vaccine when it was a question. I think it's hard to stand up and oppose anything. I mean, just look at the people who are followers of Christ these days. Have you noticed that it's kind of hard for the followers of Christ to stand up in front of people and preach the gospel message? Well, maybe it's not so hard when you realize that people you know and people you love are going to go to hell if they don't know Jesus. So, we all have to be strong in our faith and ask God for opportunity. Yes, sure, clear opportunity, so that you speak at the right time with the right words. I don't think it's right to be silent in the face of that. But we all have a different idea, don't we? I know there are people who say that an unsaved person will have a chance after death to choose to follow Jesus. Well, there's no evidence of that. And I would be careful if that is your excuse for not preaching Jesus and the gospel of salvation. Well, I think of Hebrews 9:27, where it says, it's appointed once to die, and after that, the judgment. It doesn't say it's appointed once to die, and then after that, you get to choose Jesus or not. I mean, look, there's lots of questions. We have things to figure out, and we have to have an idea how we're going to live faithfully to God, faithfully to Jesus. And a part of that is getting an understanding of all these different parts that are going on. Say, yes, Lord. Say, yes, Lord. Just practice it. Say, yes, Lord. Well, it's a very serious outcome if we do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want people to go to heaven and not hell. So we do the best we can. And when I say the best, I really mean the best. Are you doing the best you can, or are you just getting by? Well, examine yourself and see about that. There are things in this world that we can give thought to. Sometimes I think about that Hosea 4:11, that it talks about pursuing how the world pursues wine, women, and song. And yeah, we all know that that's true. We see it among people we know and people we love. But another one that can be a pursuit is the pursuit of riches, of wealth, of dollars. And somehow, we don't want to get distracted. We want to be able to speak and preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's really what we are called upon to do. Yes, and sometimes it takes a painful experience for us to actually be ready to accept Jesus. Sometimes it's even on the deathbed that we learn that. And we say, well, my life's over. What's going to happen now? And yeah, that's still possible to accept Jesus at that moment, as far as I can tell. But it's better if you do it early and you stay faithful to God, Jesus. Because there's things that are painful in life and things that are rewards, and we just want to do all those things that we have the best life that we can have with Jesus. I think of the damages that go along with people. I mean, we have all sorts of, let's see, I talked about the vaccine damages a little bit. Yes, I know people who have been vaccine damaged. I know of people who have spots in their teeth from having too much fluoride. It's especially sad when it's children. But if they have that fluoride mixture of nursery mix or fluoride whatever added to their water, yeah, it can spot their teeth and make them weaker. So somehow we do have to be watchful of what's going on with the world and with our children. Fluoride is actually a known neurotoxin, which means brain poison, and fluoride is also known to decrease the IQ of a person, especially a developing child. You know, if we have fluoride widespread in our society, it would mean that we would make the genius people to be just plain smart and the smart people to be just okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be like a great big IQ loss. It just has to be a few points of IQ, and we are affecting our civilization, our society, in a really significant way. Fluoride is a big thing. It's also an active ingredient in a number of drugs, like the SSRI drugs, where it's the active ingredient, and it interacts with the molecules, and it's just something that we need to pay attention to. If we really want that in our body, what are we doing? What is it doing to our children? Well, there's a lot of tendency for us to just believe what our government says and say, our government recommends it. They don't say it's poison, so it's okay to take. Well, maybe, but it's something that we all need to have responsibility for. I mean, I think of us being responsible for our children, and that's what we do. We are the ones that are responsible. I think of 1 Samuel chapter 8 there. There's a couple of things there where as the king, he says he will take your daughters to work in his palace, and he will take your sons to be in his army. So, I mean, that's something that is a real pattern, and that's what we're doing today. Yet we as parents want to teach our children other things. For instance, how to remain free. How are we going to be a free people? Well, we have to be strong and able to be independent, able to resist the powers that be, including the government. So how do we do that? Well, we have a real good example these days with food shortages. If we're going to stay independent, we have to be able to eat. We have to be able to live. And sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes it's not easy to remain free. There's a saying that freedom is not free. Only slavery is free. Well, it's kind of true. At least it's worth considering. So give it some thought and see what you think. It's a point to consider. We do have things going on still in this world, and we get closer and closer to the end of the age, and we have to be watching for it. I talked on the March 7th broadcast, I talked about the archaeologist Ron Wyeth, how he had discovered Noah's Ark and the Dead Sea crossing and the Ark of the Covenant. And I do remember the prayer he asked once, which was, "Why, Lord, are these things coming to be discovered now?" And in prayer, he had an answer that it's getting so close to the time of the end that these things are going to be used to show the truth of the Bible. Well, we have things going on. There's no doubt about it. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, let's try to remember Jesus Christ in the midst of all the turmoil that is going on in the world. Don't get distracted. I mean, the world is a distraction to our thoughts all the time. And somehow we want to keep God and the Bible in our strongly in our brain. I mean, it's no surprise that we want to get some supplies. I mean, that's just normal that we want supplies so that we can continue living. I mean, just think of cooking oil. That's a supply. Grain and sugar, salt, and oil. All these things have to do with us getting staying alive. And nowadays, with the container ships not getting unloaded off the coast, so many things that normally come from China are not being delivered, like the fan belt for our car, or an oil filter, or oil even. We've got things that are not being delivered because of all this congestion at our ports. So, what's going on with that? Well, maybe nothing. On the other hand, it could be, let me see. Okay, so China is having a zero tolerance policy about COVID. And that means millions of people are not going to work. And that means hundreds, many hundreds of containers are not being shipped to America. Is that part of a plan to make us weak by not having the things we need to be able to drive our cars or have our machines work? Ooh, good question. It's not that I know, but it sure could be. And if you think about, if it was a plot, a scheme, something of the dark side, sure. Or think of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. That is a part of the things that go on with Sun Tzu. It's deception. Make it look like it's one thing, but it's really the other. Is that why we're having shortages? Is that to weaken the United States? Well, just don't forget that it could be that way. It certainly could be. And somehow we get to be aware of what's going on so that we can fix things before they actually hurt us. I do think about that. Oh, there's a COVID policy going on, and if that COVID shot is really hurting people, and now our military was required to take that vaccine, then what? Then what? Well, it's a part of that Sun Tzu Art of War to have things be deceitful and tricky so that you think it's one thing but it's really another. And would it be caring if the vaccine actually had a big problem with it? There are people who continue to see that the vaccine has a big problem in it. In fact, let me get into that in a minute. Well, right now there's things that are going on with our present administration, and that's things that were kept a secret. I mean, the plans were put written out in January 18th, 2022, about America becoming under the authority of the United Nations World Health Organization. And that was quietly put aside, and now in 2 weeks there's going to be a vote in our government about if we should allow that. Well, right now our representatives are very busy with their elections going on, and so they might not pay enough attention to what they would give away in U.S. sovereignty to the United Nations. It's just a question. I mean, right now our representatives are gathering money to get reelected. We can only guess really what's going to happen. We don't know. But I think of the problems that we have had. One of them is that fentanyl that's been a problem. When you talk to old Chinese people, they talk, well, it's not very many of them, it's really just that has to come up in a conversation where there is a discussion about what a blood vendetta is. And what happened to the Chinese in the late 1800s was there were American and British ships that brought opium to China. And that opium effectively killed a whole generation of young Chinese people. And if it didn't kill them, it made them useless. So there is, as I said, a blood vendetta. And you have to consider that, or anyway I do, about why 100,000 deaths happened last year due to, well, One study says fentanyl overdoses. Anyway, it was affecting 25 to 45-year-old people, mostly. 100,000 deaths. And I just have to wonder if that could have been something from that Chinese vendetta, blood vendetta. I know, it's not hardly ever spoken of. Whoever talks about these things, but I guess I do. Well, what's going on? There's something else that's going on with China, and I started to say that about the shipments of containerized products, and how there are problems with our ports, and there are problems with shipping from China because of the COVID lockdown. There are not very many workers that are available to ship the containers out of China. It's a great big problem, and we have to figure out if this was truly an accident that happened, or if this was a part of that Sun Tzu deception. Good question. Well, there's lots of people who would view it as, well, I guess one way or the other. I think of what a lockdown would be like. You see, in China, a quarter of the population has been locked down because of the COVID situations over there. So is that a real serious thing or not? Good question. But lockdown is true, and people are not allowed to go out of their houses, not even for medicine or groceries as a rule. And that's something that is just locking up their whole economy and their whole society. Now, could that happen here with the United States agreeing to be, well, I mean, it's going to be up for a vote. Well, the United States agreed to be under the control of the United Nations World Health Organization about this vaccine and the COVID problems. Well, it's something that could develop, and we ought to be aware of what could happen, and what will our representatives do? Really, we just don't know. We just don't know, because they have done some things that we wouldn't want them to do in the past, and we never know what they're going to do in the future, if they're going to be quarantine camps or vaccines required. I mean, all these things are really possible, but what is going to happen? There's even discussion about Marburg being activated. It's hard to believe this, but Marburg being activated by the 5G phones, and because there was a reasonable discussion of it, I don't mind looking at such an unusual thing to say, but I listened to the discussion, and it was pretty interesting. So we have things that are going on with emergency situations and what is going to be in the future. We certainly don't know, but we want to be careful to protect our freedom. And that I think that is some reason why we don't want to go with the United Nations World Health Organization being in charge of our health concerns, or if we get vaccinated, or if we have to stay in quarantine. There are just too many things. That United Nations vote is set for 2 weeks away, and we can only guess what will happen. But it is right on track now. There are things that are happening, and our politicians at the upper levels are right now scrambling to get money and votes for their re-election. They might not be paying a very close attention to what's going on, or they may get promises of money. I mean, it's really questionable. What is going to happen? I don't know, but we better make sure that we talk to our representatives and tell them what we want, and that's going to be a good idea, because I don't think we want a different organization to be in charge of what the United States does. I don't think so. Well, decisions. We have a chance to have an impact on what our representatives do, and that means we need to talk to them. China doesn't mind having 26 million people locked down in quarantine, and that could be coming to a land near us, our land. I mean, that's just what they do. We have to be careful to maintain our freedom, and that is what we want to do, maintain our freedom. Well, I've been thinking about the broadcasts that I do on Christ Today, and what seems to be happening is, I don't know, I think of myself as getting a little bit old and a little bit tired, and so I've been considering doing one broadcast every 2 weeks, and I would like a little bit of feedback from that. I might have the strength to continue on with one broadcast a week, which I've been doing for the last 5 years. But I also know I've been quite tired lately, and I might just want to do the one broadcast every 2 weeks. So what I would hope is that if you're a regular listener, I certainly would like to have a little feedback from you and see what you would like to hear from my speaking on Christ Today. It's just a matter of, I'm coming to that examination just now these days, because like I said, I'm feeling old and tired, and maybe I should just keep going once a week broadcast. Maybe I should do one broadcast and have it rebroadcast every two, and do that for a 2 week broadcast. Well, I don't know, but I certainly would like a little feedback if you have it. If you have something to say, by all means do. And always, I am glad to get any donations because it's a strain to pay the costs of broadcasting and everything. So if you would like to do something about that, by all means, write me or listen again to another broadcast. You might like to listen to this broadcast again or any other past broadcast. If you do, it's www.christtoday.org, all lowercase and no capitals, no spaces. So I do look forward to your input for anything, and certainly donations are always welcome. Just send them to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And I have my free preparedness brochure, which is available for anybody who writes. I just would like you to send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, John, and then I'll send you that preparedness brochure back. So John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. I'm certainly glad to hear from everybody. Now, you just might have a question that I could ask or answer to. So if there is a question that has to do with something about preparedness, I've had a little bit of experience in that area. So write me and let me know, and we'll see if I can't talk about that a little bit. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Give me passion that pours out to everyone.